Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, close call, TikTok ban, and a shoe deal. It's all coming up, and Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, prosecutors made their opening statements yesterday. Reporters say that Trump fumed and shook his head when he was accused of lying, quote, over and over and over again to conceal an alleged scheme to buy the silence of Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors detailed how Trump, aided by allies, including the National Enquirer, used a catch-and-kill scheme to buy the rights to damaging stories about his private life. That's legal, by the way. There's nothing illegal about that. The prosecutor told the courtroom, this case is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. The defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then he covered up the criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again. It was election fraud, pure and simple. Trump's attorney said the former president had nothing to do with paying Daniels. It was handled by a bookkeeper. Someone broke into the house of the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, 6:40 in the morning, smashed the window to get in the house, and Karen and her family were home. No word if they had any interaction, no injuries. The suspect was arrested, set on a $100,000 bail, which is interesting because Karen Bass is all for bail reform, but not if someone tries to break into her house. Turns out this fine fella has served 7 years in prison before in Massachusetts. We're a step closer to banning TikTok in America. The House already passed a ban on TikTok, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. This time, though, it was attached to that foreign aid Ukraine bill. So the Senate's not going to say no because of the TikTok, so this will probably happen. This version gives TikTok 1 year to sell, ideally to an American company, or it's banned in America. 170 million Americans use TikTok. I can't think of anything since Prohibition where something that is used by so many Americans will be banned. Caitlin Clark is now a member of the WNBA, all-time leading scorer in men's and women's basketball. One of my most controversial opinions I ever shared is that you can't compare the top female scorer with the top men's scorer. Pete Maravich played when there was no shot clock, no three-point line. He wasn't allowed to play his freshman year. He averaged 44 points again. Caitlin Clark averaged 26 points per game. So she played way more games. But whatever, you can't say any of that. She's now a member of the Indiana Fever, rookie salary of $76,000. But don't feel bad. She signed a new Nike shoe deal worth $28 million. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, last week in Pennsylvania, President Biden told a crowd that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Quite the headline, I'm sure you heard about it. Immediately, cannibals all over the world began filing defamation suits. Subsequently, Biden's statement was corrected as Joe's uncle was shot down over the Pacific, never to be seen again. But really, does it even matter what Mr. Biden puts forth? Often he clearly doesn't even know what he's saying. Same thing with Donald Trump. He's liable to say anything at any time. When he's bored, the words fly, and he's not checking Wikipedia for accuracy. But does it matter? No, it does not. Those who support Biden have to know he's way out there, but they're okay with it. His doddering does not penetrate their comfort zones. Same thing with the Don. MAGA folks are comfortable with him. Even if he became a cannibal, many would stay with him. Now, I well understand both Joe and Don are not capable of moderating their behavior. Most people aren't. Over the next 7 months, the ridiculous media will spend an enormous amount of time mocking and attacking what both presidential candidates say. But that's largely useless. We have all seen what each has done in office, and that should be what decides it in November. Actions, not words. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, mail. Virginia Luce, Andover, New Hampshire. Mr. O'Reilly, love BillO'Reilly.com. Listen to you explain everything so I can understand it. You're interesting and very succinct. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment, Virginia. My question, where does all the money come from that we give to other countries? It comes from Congress, which allots a budget. And then the actual money comes from the Treasury Department. They send the checks, okay? In the case of Ukraine and Israel somewhat, we'll send actual weapons, okay? But once our money gets into a foreign country, we don't have audit capabilities. Always remember that. Peggy Davis, Philadelphia, the main concern of voters and Republicans in Congress are on giving money to Ukraine is that they are demanding there be accountability. There's not accountability anywhere. It's foreign aid. What are we going to do? Set up firms to look at how they're handling the aid? And not only for USA, but, you know, NATO and all of these countries, foreign aid in there, blunt Putin. Terrence, as they say, the witches in Salem got a fairer trial than Trump in New York. It is a witch trial. It is a witch hunt. He's right. Vicki Jordan, O'Fallon, Missouri, longtime fan, respecter of yours, Bill. I am a constitutional conservative with a biblical worldview. Where do I fit in? You got plenty of company on that one, Vicki. Plenty of company. Most conservative traditional Americans are straight down the line constitutionalists and the religious-based Bible people, very common in the USA. You're not a minority. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 408 years ago today, one of the greatest writers of all time died in rural England. During his life, the author published 38 plays, 150 sonnets, 400 poems. Many are still performed to this day. Here is the story of William Shakespeare. Born in 1564 in the town of Stratford-upon-Avon, young William received a modest education in Latin and grammar. But as a commoner, Shakespeare was not allowed to attend an English college or university. Little is known about William until 1592, when his plays began appearing on the London stage. He became a moderate success among the English elite as well as among the urban poor. The playwright and a group of actors soon opened the Globe Theater. During his relatively brief career, the Bard, as he was called, created the most popular plays in the English language: Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, King Lear, Macbeth, Julius Caesar, and Othello. He retired in 1613, the same year his Globe Theater burned to the ground. The writer and his family then returned to Stratford. There, the Bard suddenly died on April 23, 1616, at the age of 52. According to medical records, William was, quote, in perfect health at the time of his death. Shakespeare was buried 2 days later. The epitaph on his headstone includes a curse against anyone who tries to move his bones. The church underwent major renovations in 2008, but Shakespeare's body was not disturbed. And here's something else you might not know. William Shakespeare not only crafted his plays using the English language, he also contributed to it. The Bard created at least 2,000 new words. Many are used by Americans every day. They are bedroom, eyeball, gossip, lonely, puppy dog, kissing, among others. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.